Blackbeard World Pirates Code Podcast. Great Neptune's beard. Me microphone be smelling like last night's rum. R, she brought up just short of the harbor mouth, Bridgetown, Barbados, a historic British naval base with a protected bay, which be calm enough on this cloudy and breezy day to be able to answer a question from a young lass. What would Blackbeard say to animal lovers? She asked. Ahoy, me hearties who cherish the creatures of the land and sea, Blackbeard. Fearsome though me reputation may be, and known for me love of the briny deep, be sharing advice for those who have a soft spot for our furry, feathery, and finned friends. Here be me counsel for the animal lovers. Gather round as old Blackbeard be spilling some wisdom about keeping pets on board your ship. First and foremost, treat your pets with the same respect ye'd want for yourself. They be part of your crew, loyal mates who deserve kindness and care. Provide them with a proper shelter, be it a cozy corner in your cabin or a snug nest on deck where they can rest their weary bones. Respect the code of the animal kingdom. Treat every creature with kindness and consideration. Just as you wish to be treated fairly, so too do the creatures that share this world with us. Take some guiding wisdom from the mighty Paul Hunter and his jujitsu training companion, Wrigley the Dog. Aye, they be a curious pair, no doubt. But one look, and ye can tell they be thick as barnacles on a hull. True shipmates through calm and storm alike, that Wrigley be well looked after, like a treasured map to buried gold. What's that? You don't know who they be? Look 'em up on the scurvy internet, ye lazy scoundrel. Don't make me fetch me spyglass just to show ye how it's done. Where was I? Ah, yes. When seeking companionship, adopt, don't plunder. Many fine companions await adoption in shelters, yearning for a mate to share their journey. Be a beacon of hope for those in need. Offer a shelter as sturdy as a ship's hull. Create a safe and comfortable environment for your animal companions. Whether it be a cozy nook for a cat, or a spacious pen for a parrot, let them feel secure. Provide nourishment fit for a sea king. Ensure your pets receive a balanced diet suited to their needs. Whether it be kibble for a loyal pup, or a feast of seeds for a winged mate, let their meals be as hearty as a sailor's. Nourishment be key. Just like you need your grog and grub, your pets need their fill too. Make sure they get the right feeding at the right time and keep a watchful eye on their health. Make regular voyages to the vet. Keep your animal companions in good health with regular checkups. A visit to the vet be akin to maintaining a ship, a preventive measure to ensure a smooth voyage. Offer exercise, the swashbuckler's secret. Walk the dog. Let the cat chase a feather, or set the bird free for a flutter. Physical activity be the key to keeping them fit and content. Exercise and play be essential for keeping spirits high. Whether you be swinging from the rigging with your parrot, or taking a stroll on the shore with your faithful pooch, spend quality time with them, bonding over games and adventures, grooming and loving like a pirate king. Brush their fur, trim their claws, and shower them with affection. A well-groomed and loved pet be as content as a ship in calm waters. Show respect for the wildlife kingdom. Whether ye live in the heart of the city or on a secluded island, recognize and respect the wild creatures that share your space. They, too, be part of the great tapestry of nature. Embrace sustainability in your pet care. Choose eco-friendly products, be mindful of waste, and consider sustainable options for their meals. Stand as an advocate for animal rights. Support organizations that work to protect and care for animals. Be a voice for those who cannot speak for themselves. And mark me words, any scallywag caught mistreating their critter will face the wrath of the crew. There be no room on this ship for cruelty or neglect. Every creature, great or small, deserves dignity and compassion. And to those who dare harm him, beware the vengeance of the seas, for even Davy Jones himself won't show ye mercy. Arr! Ha! Me good friend in the hereafter, Samuel Clemens, better known to ye landlubbers as Mark Twain, just quipped, "Heaven goes by favor! If it went by merit, most of you would stay out, and your dog would go in." Good one, Sam. So me, hearties, ye animal lovers, whether ye have a parrot on your shoulder or a cat curled at your feet, may your bond with the animal kingdom be as enduring as the tides. Let us raise a toast to our furry, feathered, and scaly shipmates. Be guardians of these creatures, and may the seas of compassion and respect guide your journey. Fair winds to ye and your furry, feathery, and finned mates. Thanks for coming aboard. Now quit thinking about it and hit the follow button. Arr!